Wrap up warm now, as we're off to Alaska for the Yukon Quest. Held in February every year, it's reputed to be the most difficult dog sled race in the world. They say that the Yukon Quest is the toughest sled dog race in the world. Up to 50 teams cross four mountain ranges on its 1,600-kilometre route from Alaska into Canada. 9 or more days of solitude in deep snow and with temperatures dropping as low as minus 40 degrees centigrade. And all this for a prize that will generally come to around just $10,000, €8,500 once the winner has paid his or her expenses. Indeed, ever since the first Yukon Quest was launched by four mushers in 1984, the prize money has been kept deliberately small, because it gives the race a very different character to the more famous and more financially rewarding Iditarod sled dog race. Similar in length to the Quest, the Iditarod was hit by accusations of dog doping this year, exactly the kind of thing the Yukon Quest aims to avoid. "The Iditarod is about money and the big time and everything I hate about mushing," explains one competitor. "The Quest is about dogs and trail and community and friends." Unsurprisingly, each year many of the mushers fail to reach the finish line. Either they become trapped by blizzards or melting snow, or, as in the case of one recent competitor, they are charged by an angry 800-kilogram moose. Tough is the word.
With only 9 checkpoints along the 1,600-kilometer trail, teams usually sleep out in the open, usually just for a couple of hours. A musher's first responsibility is to care for his or her dogs, bedding them down with straw. Everything needed to feed and care for the team of up to 14 dogs has to be carried on the sled, and accepting any form of help en route is against the rules. Given their extreme efforts, each dog eats around 10,000 calories per day, compared to just 1,500 when they are not racing.
The term musher, the name for a dog sledder, is French-Canadian in origin. It comes from mushi, to go as fast as a fly. The Yukon Quest draws mushers from all over the world, including countries that one doesn't often associate with dog sledding, such as England, Germany, and Poland. If a musher gets into trouble, they can activate a GPS beacon to be rescued.
If the snow gets really deep, the dogs are sometimes unable to move forward. In this case, the musher takes the lead dog's place. Most years, about a third of the teams abandon the race. Some say this is a sign that the Quest attracts people who are not sufficiently skilled in the sport. For example, 2 years ago, the race had to be rerouted when the ice on the Yukon River fractured. The more experienced teams had no trouble with the detour, but several others got trapped in a blizzard as they crossed a summit at 900 meters.
The race is named the Yukon Quest because a part of the trail is on the frozen Yukon River itself. Historically, this was the main route taking gold prospectors north during the famous Klondike gold rush in the late 19th century. On alternate years, the race either starts at the Alaskan or the Canadian end, with one 36-hour stopover in Dawson City along the way. It can last from 9 to 16 days, depending on the weather, but it's not always cold, which is the biggest problem. The 2016 winner nearly fell through the melting ice as he raced along the river to the finishing line.
The dog's paws are protected with nylon boots, which need to be changed every 80 kilometers or so when they wear out. Unsurprisingly, the dogs can also become worn out. Those that are tired can be dropped off at checkpoints, where race vets are on hand. But the musher must have at least 6 dogs to finish the race. Although conditions are demanding, the relationship between the racers and their dogs is incredibly close. "You have to let the dogs know you're going to get them through this, and then they'll get you through it," says 2-time victor Alan Moore. "They have to know you're going to take the best care of them."